Part C.
You will hear three dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have time to read the questions related to it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have time to check your answer. You will hear each piece once only. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 through 13.
Excuse me, have you been waiting long?
About 10 minutes.
Did you notice whether the number 7 bus has gone by?
Not while I've been standing here. I'm waiting for the number 7 myself.
Good. Hot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wish that it would rain and cool off.
Me too. This is unusual for March. I don't remember it ever being so hot and dry in March before.
You're from Florida then?
Not really. I was born in New York. But I've lived here for 10 years now.
My mother and I have just moved here from Indiana.
Pretty cold in Indiana, isn't it?
Yes, that's why we moved. But we didn't know that it would be so hot here. We should have gone to California. Do you think that we've missed the bus?
No, it's always a little late.
I have 20 to 1, but my watch is a little fast.
Don't worry. It never comes exactly on the half hour like it should. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 11 to 13. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions 14 to 16. This is it. I know that it is smaller than you wanted, but it is one of the nicest apartments in the building.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there are 2. The master bedroom is quite spacious, though. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose that I could do that.
A 3-bedroom apartment will be difficult to find.
Yes, I know. Believe me, I have been looking for over a week. The few 3-bedroom apartments that I have found are either extremely expensive, or the owner won't allow children as tenants.
Well, the owner allows 2 children in this apartment complex.
Aren't you the owner?
No, I am the manager. I live here too, on the 1st floor of this building.
Oh, that's nice. Then if anything gets broken,
just leave a note on my door.
You said that the rent would be $350 a month. Does that include any of the utilities?
Yes, it includes gas. Your furnace and stove are gas. So, as you can imagine, your other utilities, electric and water, are quite inexpensive.
This sounds better and better. But before I sign a lease, I would like my husband to see it.
Why not stop by with him this evening?
How late are you open? He doesn't get off work until 5.
Come by at 6. I will still be in the office. I am sure that you are eager to move from the hotel. And if we get the paperwork out of the way tonight, you can move in tomorrow.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 14 through 16. Questions 17 through 20 are based on a radio program. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 17 through 20.
For the past few weeks, we have been discussing national energy conservation alternatives for the future. Today, I'm going to talk about what one community's presently doing to conserve energy. The people of Davis, California, have succeeded in cutting their energy consumption by one-third since 1973. The first energy-saving action that was taken in the early 70s was the legislation of street building codes. All new houses in Davis must have the proper insulation so that heat will not escape unnecessarily during the winter. New houses must also face north or south, so that they will not be overheated by the sun in summer. The law definitely has had effect. Since 1976, there has been a 50% saving in the amount of natural gas and electricity used in heating and air conditioning. There are other energy-saving features about Davis. Buses, partially supported by the city, transport university students throughout the area. There are 24 miles of bicycle paths, and today there are twice as many bicycles as cars in the city. By reducing the available parking space, the city council has succeeded in reducing the number of cars in the city every day. Another benefit of the reduced parking space is the greater number of small cars. People are saving gas because they are choosing not to drive or because they are driving fuel economic cars. Davis, California has become an energy-saving model for other cities. Time is up for today. Next week, we'll return to our regular topic of national energy alternatives.
That is the end of Part C. You now have 5 minutes to transfer all your answers from your test booklet to answer sheet 1. That is the end of listening comprehension.
练习二
Section 1 Listening Comprehension Part A
You will hear an introduction to the Philadelphia Zoo. Listen and complete the sentences in questions 1 through 5 with the information you've heard. Write not more than 3 words in each numbered box. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
Thank you for calling the Philadelphia Zoo. We are open every day except for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Our business number is 243-1100. The zoo is at 34th Street on Girard Avenue. Hours are 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our general admission is $3.50 for adults and $2.50 for children aged 2 through 11. Children under 2 are free. We have group and family rates. Group rates are for 15 or more people. No reservations are needed unless there are over 500 people. The group rates are $2.50 for adults, $2 for students who are 12 and older, and $1.50 for children aged 2 through 11. One person should purchase the tickets at the gate. Special discounts are offered on Saturdays and Sundays before 10 a.m. Admission to the Children's Zoo is 50 cents for families and individuals. Baby carriages and wheelchairs may be rented at the entrance. Refreshments and souvenirs are also available. Save money on zoo visits. Become a member.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Thank you for calling the Philadelphia Zoo. We are open every day except for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Our business number is 243-1100. The zoo is at 34th Street on Girard Avenue. Hours are 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our general admission is $3.50 for adults and $2.50 for children aged 2 through 11. Children under 2 are free. We have group and family rates. Group rates are for 15 or more people. No reservations are needed unless there are over 500 people. The group rates are $2.50 for adults, $2 for students who are 12 and older, and $1.50 for children aged 2 through 11. One person should purchase the tickets at the gate. Special discounts are offered on Saturdays and Sundays before 10 a.m. Admission to the children's zoo is 50 cents for families and individuals. Baby carriages and wheelchairs may be rented at the entrance. Refreshments and souvenirs are also available. Save money on zoo visits. Become a member.
That is the end of part A.